Well, it is good to be with you here this morning at Guardian Angels. My name is Deacon Scott Perry. I'm a seminarian studying across the street at Mount St. Mary's for the Diocese of Toledo, and God willing, will be ordained a priest in just a few months. But I'm back here at Guardian Angels preaching this weekend on this sixth Sunday in Ordinary Time, and also this last Sunday before the beginning of the Lenten season. It's hard to believe, but Ash Wednesday is just in a few days, this upcoming Wednesday. In today's gospel, we hear about this encounter between Jesus and a leper. The leper approaches Jesus and falls down at his feet and says, "Lord, if you wish, you can make me clean. Lord, if you want to, you can heal me." This man, this leper, you could say he's not only suffering physically, he has sores and scabs all over his body, like it says in that first reading from Leviticus when it describes lepers. But this man especially is suffering emotionally. During Jesus' time, lepers, because of their condition and because of the law of Moses, they had to dwell outside of the city, separate from everyone else. They had to leave behind their jobs and their family and their home. They suffered terribly from isolation. And they also had this humiliation of having to warn people when they were close to them. They had to yell out, "Unclean, unclean," so that people would know not to associate with them, not to come close, lest they too become unclean. Lepers were considered ritually unclean, which meant they couldn't worship God in the temple. Because of all that went with being a leper, the suffering, the isolation, the humiliation, that leper's request of Jesus was much more than just for physical healing. It's as if the leper is saying, "Jesus, you have the power to change my entire life. You really can give me my life back, my family, my place in society, my home. You can allow me once again to worship God in the temple." And what is Jesus' response to all of this? Jesus has such compassion and pity on the man, and he wants to provide him with healing and restoration. Jesus says, "Yes, I do will it. Be made clean. Receive healing." For all of us, we may not have physical leprosy or ailments on our skin, yet unfortunately, at the same time, all of us suffer from a certain type of leprosy, a spiritual leprosy. The spiritual leprosy of sin. And that spiritual leprosy can isolate us from God and from others. It can cause so much emotional suffering and guilt and shame. And ultimately, it really leaves us so miserable and empty inside, longing for something more. When we're faced with our own spiritual leprosy, our sinfulness, what are we to do? What is the answer? The answer is found in the example from the gospel today of the leper. The answer is not to feel sorry for ourselves or to draw back, to wallow in our sins. But the answer is to go to Jesus. To go to Jesus like the leper, humbly and boldly, knowing that he's the one that can heal our souls and give us that wholeness that we so desperately long for. One great practical way to go to Jesus is approaching him and for healing, approaching him in this one of the sacraments of healing, the sacrament of confession or of penance, where we appear before the Lord with all we have done, all of our sinfulness, all that we struggle with, and yet, like the leper, we're not afraid to show him our wounds and our sins, saying, "Lord, if you want, you can heal me, you can make me clean." And like the leper experienced in his encounter with Jesus, experiencing Jesus' presence and his healing and confession, it really can change our lives. We feel like this tremendous burden has been lifted from our shoulders. We feel this sense of freedom, and we're given the grace and the strength to fight those sins and temptations in the future. We really no longer allow sin to separate us from God and from others. And we embrace that mercy and forgiveness that the Lord has in store for us. With this season of Lent almost here upon us in just a few days, perhaps it's the perfect time to take advantage and to renew ourselves in the mercy of God by going to confession. Like that leper, not being afraid to bring our weaknesses before Jesus and to receive his mercy. And this season of Lent that's coming up is truly one of repentance. You know, to take a deeper look inside of ourselves, to come face to face with our own sinfulness, to see ways where we can grow in our relationship with the Lord. And while we rely on God's power and mercy to heal us, there are ways where we can do our part to prepare ourselves. And usually in Lent, too, we make Lenten resolutions, you know, promises, and they usually involve prayer and fasting and almsgiving. Maybe you've already decided what you'd like to do for Lent. I'm still thinking about it myself, a few things. But if you haven't, perhaps it would be good in these next few days to take that to prayer, to ask the Lord what might be the best for you to practice to grow spiritually this Lent. One idea you could think about is to think about a certain area in your life that you struggle in, a certain sin, and to think of concrete ways that you can grow in that area. For example, if you struggle with anger, perhaps your fasting for Lent could be to fast from that, making that last sharp comment that you'd like to make in a disagreement or an argument. For prayer, perhaps you could say a prayer every day as you wake up, Lord, help me to not be angry. Help me to be patient this day. And as you go to bed, to examine the day, how well did I do? Or perhaps to pray for someone that you normally get angry with. Or for almsgiving, perhaps you could give a compliment to someone that you normally wouldn't give. Just one idea of how to go about making Lenten resolutions. You know, picking a sin or something that separates us from God and doing little tangible things to work on it. Of course, there's also things like daily Lenten reflections that we can read or Stations of the Cross or going to a daily Mass during the week. Giving up those things that we're tempted to overuse or overindulge in, donating money to charity, really all good ways to open ourselves up to the Lord and to try to purify our hearts. And so today, as we prepare to enter the Lenten season in just a few days, may we do so with hearts like the leper from today's gospel, not afraid to approach Jesus, not afraid to acknowledge our sinfulness, and to ask for his help and his strength. May we approach Jesus in the healing sacrament of confession and really pray about those things that we could practice this Lent to help us grow closer to the Lord, that we may experience that true spiritual healing that the Lord has in store for us and experience the joy and peace of being united with God and with others.